happened downtown. Community break time on WCOL, spotlighting the people within our great community, doing the good work with and for others. Had a conversation yesterday with one of our iHeartMedia account executives, Joe Ayers, who, by the way, took all of our money in the iHeartMedia Fantasy Football League this year. We've beaten up on Joe pretty bad the last few years, but not this year. He got even and took everybody's. I mean, he made a lot of money. I think he made over $1,000.
Really? Yeah. Holy cow.
I know. It's a big buy-in. And Joe says, how much advance notice do you need for the community break? And I said, well, at this point of the year, none. Because we don't really have word on too many things happening right now. It's one of those slower times of year. You know, spring and summer when everybody's out doing a poker run or fish fry or whatever. It's tougher to get on right away. But he told me about the mentoring program going on with Franklin County Children's Services. And what the deal is children who have been involved within the child welfare system just face all kinds of obstacles, ultimately leading to a successful life. And that is in no way whatsoever saying they won't lead a successful life. They just got a few more hurdles to clear to get there historically. And one of the indicators of future successes for these kids and positive outcomes is whether or not the child has a caring adult who spends one-on-one time with them. And I think that's completely true, whether they're within the boundaries, you know, of a family or not. But what Franklin County Children's Services would love to have you reach out and do for them is volunteer as a mentor. They're needed to work with youth within the Franklin County Children's Services program to build positive relationships, give them a listening ear, and frankly, just to have fun. Just be a gal or a guy. Be real. Show them, be someone to whom they can aspire. And some of the best time spent with kids is at a park or maybe shooting hoops or going for a walk or even showing them around a library. Show them stuff that you are into that's legal. And hopefully they can pick up on some of your good habits. You know what I'm saying? So if you're 18 or older, 21 or older for their college-bound programs, you have a valid driver's license and car insurance, and this sounds like something that touches your heart or has captured your attention a little bit, what they're asking for is a mentor who could maintain contact with the youth within the Children's Services system at least a couple of times a month for a minimum of 6 months. And then that would follow the completion of a free 2-hour training conducted by Franklin County Children's Services. And there is just any number of programs. You could even be a crisis center volunteer if you want, or a friendship volunteer, or just all sorts of activities. I'm going to send this to Kayla. Got a great email from Bruce Cadwallader, the community outreach director who coordinates this. And it's great work. And if you're bumping around and starting 2015 like you ended 2014, and you know within you what you have to offer, you know what you're good at, why don't, if you have a little extra time in your days and your weeks or your months, and it doesn't take a lot of time, but if you do have a little bit and this has touched you in some way, then go to our community page and see how you can reach out and maybe answer their call. And that's WCOL.com, keyword community break.
Bobby Lehman is Chevrolet Traffic.